Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk about when the enemies of God's people demand surrender, disgrace, and blindness. You'll see what I mean as I read to you our text for today, 1 Samuel chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, where we read this. Then Nahash the Ammonite came up and encamped against Jabesh Gilead, and all the men of Jabesh said to Nahash, "Make a covenant with us, and we will serve you." And Nahash the Ammonite answered them, "On this condition I will make a covenant with you, that I may put out all your right eyes and bring reproach on all Israel." Saul had just been crowned king over all Israel, but that didn't mean that the enemies of Israel gave up. Instead, they moved immediately to test the new king. A leader among the Ammonites named Nahash brought soldiers and surrounded an Israelite city named Jabesh Gilead. His demands were clear. They must either surrender or be conquered. The men of Jabesh Gilead were quick to surrender. They said, "Make a covenant with us and we will serve you." The men of Jabesh Gilead felt that this was their only hope of survival. Either they must surrender to Nahash or they would simply be killed and plundered. Notice what the men of Jabesh Gilead did not do. They did not humble themselves before God. They did not confess their sin, and they did not look to Yahweh, the covenant God of Israel. Because they lacked trust in God, they had no strength, no courage to resist their enemies. They were ready to surrender to a terrible master. What did Nahash demand? He said, "That I may put out your right eyes." Now, this was the price of a peaceful settlement, if all the men of the city had their right eyes gouged out. Certainly, Nahash was a serious man. Nahash made this demand for many reasons. First, it was to glorify himself by humiliating the men of the city and all of Israel. Half-blinding the men of the city would bring reproach on all Israel by making Israel look weak and unable to prevent such an atrocity. Second, it would make the men of Jabesh Gilead unable to fight effectively in battle. In hand-to-hand combat, the man with one eye has less depth perception and is at a definite disadvantage to a man with two eyes. We can see in this account a similarity between Nahash, the enemy of Israel, and Satan, the spiritual enemy of God's people. Satan, first of all, attacks us, but would prefer not to actually fight us. He demands and hopes for our surrender. Secondly, Satan wants us to serve him and will attempt to intimidate us into giving in to him. Third, Satan wants to humiliate us and exalt himself over us. Through humiliating one saint, Satan wants to bring reproach on all God's people. Fourth, Satan wants to take away our ability to effectively fight against him. And finally, Satan wants to blind us, and if he cannot blind us completely, well, then he'll blind us partially. Now, that name Nahash, do you know what it means? The name Nahash means serpent or snake. Spiritually speaking, you have a Nahash after you, one who wants to intimidate you into surrender, bring you into disgrace, and blind you along the way. Brother, sister, resist Satan in all the strength that you can receive from Jesus, and resist the enemy of your soul by submitting yourself to Jesus, and do it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.